Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Brazilian president has vowed to punish supporters of the country's ex-leader, Jair Bolsonaro, after they stormed Congress and ransacked the Supreme Court yesterday. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva toured the wreckage of his presidential palace after an extraordinary day of political violence in the capital, Brasilia. Thousands of far-right extremists dressed in the Brazilian colours failed to overthrow the democratic institutions of the week-old government in scenes reminiscent of the January 6th invasion of the US Capitol by followers of Donald Trump in 2021. Well, joining me in the studio now is Graham Finley from the UCD School of Politics and International Relations. But first, we go to Brazil and to freelance journalist Constance Malloray in Rio. Constance, thank you for joining us. Many people will have seen the footage of the storming of the Congress and the Supreme Court. They were really extraordinary scenes, but can you describe for us what happened?
Hi, Claire. Yes, so yesterday afternoon, as you said, thousands of Bolsonaro supporters were marching through the capital, Brasilia, accompanied by the police. That was one of the most shocking things about yesterday. And they arrived to the Three Powers Square, where Congress, the Supreme Court, and the Presidential Palace sit, and invaded these three buildings, as you say, ransacking them all, smashing windows, trashing offices. The room where the Supreme Court convenes was particularly violently trashed. People waving around copies of the Constitution. So, really, really quite shocking, violent scenes, violence against this public property and these, you know, democratic institutions.
What was their aim?
So this is a group of radical Bolsonaro supporters who, since Bolsonaro lost the election to Lula in October, have refused to accept the results. A lot of these radicals have been camped out outside army headquarters since early November, demanding a military coup to prevent Lula from taking power and to keep Bolsonaro in the presidency. Obviously, that has happened because Lula has been inaugurated as president. And so it would seem like yesterday was perhaps a last-ditch attempt to try and oust Lula, or at the very least create chaos for his government.
And the president wasn't there, as I said, at the time. He, though, has responded. He's denounced the rioters. He's announced a crackdown. Do you think he'll be able to gain control of this situation now?
The government has definitely done everything it can to show that it is taking back control, regaining control. The police regained control of Congress, of the government buildings, within a few hours yesterday. Today, the federal secretary who's been put in charge of guaranteeing public security in Brasilia said that the situation was under control. But the question now is whether the government will be able to successfully go after and prosecute everyone involved in yesterday's actions, and not just the vandals who were in Brasilia, but also people behind it who were funding this chaos, this vandalism.
What's been the response across the board to this, Constance, from the public, from the media?
I mean, absolute outright condemnation. You've got the main TV channel here, Global News, are calling the acts terrorism, echoing in a sense what the government is saying. The public that voted for Lula, that, you know, respects the democratic result of the elections, are calling for there to be no amnesty against any of these criminals. So definitely outright condemnation from anyone respecting democracy.
And the former president Bolsonaro, believed to be in Florida, there were pictures of him there having a fast food meal.
Yes, so he has commented on Twitter. He posted on Twitter yesterday, a few hours after it all kicked off, giving a very lukewarm condemnation of the violence. He said that peaceful demonstrations are a part of democracy, that he has always acted within the Constitution, but that damage to public property breaches these rules. But he's also repudiated all the insinuations and accusations coming from the Lula government and other voices in Brazil that he, you know, in some way incited this violence.
Constance, thank you very much for joining us from Rio. And now we come back to the studio. And as I say, I'm joined here by Graham Finley. Graham, thank you very much for being with us. Before this election, you were here and you predicted that a situation like this could arise. This, though, extremely serious, very violent scenes, thousands of people. And as Constance says, one of the most surprising elements of this was the support that those protesters had from many of the police who were there.
It is a remarkable scene, and it was something Brazilians were worried about. And the police were divided. During the election, the Federal Highway Police were trying to suppress the Lula vote by having checkpoints for buses and so forth. Whereas we've seen the federal military police, especially of the Brasilia district, being the ones who finally secured the buildings and are cracking down on the protesters. Similarly, the army is divided. And one of the things we have to watch in Brazil right now is whether the army is entirely on board with putting down this insurrection, because as Constance was saying, the protesters came from camps they had erected around military bases. And a lot of them returned to those camps afterwards. And some of them have dispersed, but there are reports that the army is protecting and preventing the police from arresting these insurrectionists. And only just in the last few minutes have the defense minister and the commander of the army, the highest army officer, declared that they're going to go clear these camps. And that's one of the things which was the background to this, is that the civilian government said they were going to clear these protest camps, but they didn't, partly because the army was going slow on it.
Well, if what the protesters were seeking was a military coup, they obviously saw a chink of light there. They saw that it was perhaps possible.
Indeed. And, you know, this is why international condemnation has been so important. The Biden administration came out very, very quickly. Even during the election, they moved to say they were very clear that they were going to recognize the result right away because they were expecting a Lula win. And so the whole world has condemned this attack on Brazilian democracy. And that's, I think, part of the military's calculations. And individual military commanders will realize that the likelihood of succeeding is not high.
Where does this go, though, from here? Because Lula ordering the federal police, the federal government to take charge of policing, I mean, does that spark fears that a police state could now emerge?
Well, you know, the police being divided means that it's hard to have a police state. What is maybe more concerning is the figure of Alexandre de Moraes, who's a Supreme Court judge. He was also the head chief judge of the Electoral Court, the Supreme Electoral Court. And he's a real hate figure for these insurrectionists. They stole his door when they stormed the Supreme Court offices because he has been acting in a quite remarkable way to suppress even the allies of Bolsonaro who are possibly involved in this particular coup attempt. So he's asked, the Attorney General has asked for the arrest of Anderson Torres, who was in charge of security and a Bolsonarista in Brasilia. He's in Florida with Bolsonaro, we think. And De Moraes has also deposed basically the governor of the federal district, Ibanez Rocha, who tried to fire Anderson Torres in the middle of the coup, perhaps to avoid this particular fate, but he's been suspended. His governorship has been suspended for 90 days.
So, is he a Bolsonaro supporter?
And he's a very, very big Bolsonaro.
So it's this sort of tricky time in between the changeover of administrations where you have people loyal to the former president who are still in positions of power.
Yeah, but they're being removed by the orders of like Lula and the Supreme Court Justice, De Moraes. So it's a very tense time. It's not over. And you're right, we will see a state of emergency declared until January 31st. That's a relatively short state of emergency, and it is arguably the appropriate response to a coup attempt. But if this state of emergency persists, I think there'd be concerns about whether this is becoming more authoritarian. I don't think Lula has historically had tremendous authoritarian tendencies. He's democratically elected, but you do have to watch for sort of the abuse of police power in Brazil.
Okay, you mentioned international condemnation being hugely important here when it comes to controlling where this goes from a military coup perspective. We have a statement just in from President Michael D. Higgins, which says the democratic election of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is the choice of the Brazilian people. President Lula da Silva faces enormous challenges to which all those who believe in the democratic process should lend their support. And you're saying statements like those are hugely important.
Yeah, I think if you're talking about a country which has recent coups and very frequently changes hands with coups, you know, these coups can succeed. If you think about the coup in Egypt, for example, the response from the international communities, particularly from the United States, was quite muted. And that's why the Sisi is still in power in Egypt. Whereas the blanket condemnation would make things very, very difficult for any Bolsonaro regime. And then you add to it, of course, that he's in the United States and things are going to get very colorful there in case Brazil asks for his extradition. He fled to the United States probably to avoid being charged with a number of other crimes surrounding corruption, abuse of power, and his handling of the COVID pandemic. So things are, the role of the United States cannot be underestimated. And without Jair Bolsonaro, they don't really have much of a chance of replacing Lula.
What's your take on this comparison to what happened on January 6th in the United States in 2021?
I think it's important not to overstate the role of American actors in particular. I think it's wrong to suggest that, you know, Steve Bannon or any kind of Republican operative could have caused this particular coup. Bolsonaro supporters are fully capable of doing this on their own. And Brazil has a history of political violence, which is much more severe than the United States. But some people are saying this is authoritarian, would-be authoritarians learning from the experience of January the 6th. And the parallels are quite astonishing in the sense that Bolsonaro waited hours to give a very lukewarm condemnation of it, especially when he saw how things were going. Even down to the details, the defecation of protesters in the buildings, you know, is a strangely scatological parallel. It's the tactics are similar. And perhaps we hope that further other places don't learn from January 8th now about how to mount an insurrection.
Well, we'll certainly see and watch what's happening there next. Thank you very much, Graham, for coming in this morning. That's Graham Finlay. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has said there are 489 patients on trolleys waiting for admission to a bed in Irish hospitals today. The INMO says hospitals worst affected are University Hospital Limerick, 48 patients waiting. Cork University has 38, Letterkenny 37, Sligo 30, and St Luke's in Kilkenny has 28 patients waiting. So those figures just in, 489 patients in total on trolleys waiting for admission to hospital. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, though, I want to return to Brazil after supporters of the country's former leader, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed Congress yesterday. And for more reaction, I'm joined on the line by Brazil's ambassador to Ireland, Marcel Beato. Good morning to you, Ambassador.
Good morning, Claire. Thank you for having me on.
And thank you for joining us. We saw terrifying scenes in government buildings in Brazil's capital, Brasilia, yesterday, also the Supreme Court. What's your own response to what happened?
Well, the government of Brazil has made its position very clear through statements by the president himself, as well as the Minister of Justice and others. Fundamentally, we all regret what is a very disconcerting development. We have had peaceful elections, verified and clean and fair, and it is obviously very regrettable what has happened, especially given the amount of destruction of public buildings, artworks, and we can only hope that the situation will calm down as it has in the next few hours.
And Ambassador, many are drawing comparisons with the storming of the US Capitol in 2021 on the 6th of January by supporters of Donald Trump, an ally of Mr. Bolsonaro. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Well, we don't want to try to surmise causes and consequences here. It's too early, and authorities were investigating. As you may know, the decision have been taken involving local government, but it is uncanny, the comparisons. And I think it is fair to say that what has happened in Brazil is part of a wider issue globally, which infects our democratic institutions and the role social media have played recently. Yes,
we heard reports. We heard it again this morning on the program about some police supporting those protesters as they arrived to storm the government buildings and the Supreme Court. Do you think now that President Lula can regain control of the situation?
Well, I think the situation is under control, as I said. Once the adequate police, responsibilities were taken, I think it took about 1.5 hours, no injuries, No major issues arose. But the question is there of why a clear breach happened, police intelligence failure, and this is being looked into. So I think it's very important to distinguish between the fact that there was an issue and that people are involved and this has to be worked out, and what the outcome is in terms of public security and peace in the streets of Brazil.
Are you sure there were no injuries? I saw videos this morning of police being knocked from their horses.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that nobody got hurt, but that there was no serious concussions or violence. I don't know of serious cases of people taken to the hospital. At least I haven't read anything to that effect.
Do you expect that the state of emergency will have to be extended beyond the end of the month?
Well, we have no reason to expect that. It was done fundamentally because there still are signs of activity of coup mongers or terrorist-minded people. So it is a precaution. It's a necessary measure taken, but I think our expectation is that this will be cleared up quite soon. This does not detract from the fundamental issues of our democratic order, which will require attention over the coming days and months.
Ambassador, would you support any attempt to extradite the former President Bolsonaro from the United States to Brazil to face charges?
Well, the government has, as I said, has been clear. It's looking into causes and the implications, and whatever measures will be taken will be decided in the coming days and weeks. This is obviously a very delicate issue. It involves bilateral relations as well as domestic issues, and it will have to be weighed very, very carefully.
Ambassador, thank you very much for joining us. That's Brazil's ambassador to Ireland, Marcel Beato. We're a little late going to the newsroom, but it is over now to Brian Jennings.